I went out with some friends on a Sunday, bloody Sunday night. My boyfriend at the time was mixing for Hunters and Collectors at the Corner Hotel on the 17th of September, 89. We were crossing Punt Road and I was hit by a speeding drink driver.
Rebecca Viney's life would never be the same. She spent 4 months in a coma, both of her legs and arms severely broken. Rebecca, now 38, still suffers the hardship of living with an acquired brain injury. Rebecca will never hold a full-time job. She'll never be married, nor have children.
My memory is just completely buggered. I don't remember what I'm doing. And I need attendant care workers most of the time.
Miss Viney is one of over 350,000 people living in Australia today who suffer from an acquired brain injury. Rebecca is the face of the Founding Futures campaign, an initiative of the EW Tipping Foundation, who will next week open Australia's first world-class brain injury rehabilitation centre in Melbourne, Victoria. The Renew Centre will employ therapies founded in the UK, which involve community-based rehabilitation, said CEO of the EW Tipping Foundation, Richard Dent.
Look, the main message of the campaign is that there is new hope for people with an acquired brain injury and that this service will bring about that new hope.
The Renew Centre will accommodate 30 patients at a time and will focus on the neurobehavioural aspects of the condition, working with patients to achieve their individual goals.
If you have a brain injury, then your behaviours will tell a lot about what that brain injury is. So if you lose the function of some parts of your brain, you might say inappropriate things, or in other instances, you know, you might not be able to see half the room, for instance, because that particular part of your brain has been damaged. The neuropsychologist will work with you to work out where the impairments are and see how essentially he, in this instance, can reprogram your brain around those impairments.
Miss Viney says that the Founding Futures campaign also addresses the issue of social exclusion, a major consequence for victims of ABI.
If it wasn't for them, I don't think a lot of people with brain injuries would know who to go to and who to turn to.
For Rebecca, the trauma of an accident that happened 20 years ago still remains. She is still hopeful for the future, although stresses how easily this can happen to anyone at any time.
Yeah, I love art. I was right-handed before the accident, but as I got hemiplegia on the left-hand side of my brain, as my brain's buggered on the left-hand side, I'm now left-handed, and it's getting there. It's really and truly getting there.